let's do it. I am Jeff K. This is the Jeff K. Show. We're broadcasting once again from deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for finding us. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. It is greatly appreciated. You know, this is my second attempt at recording this. My stomach, once again, I don't know what's going on, but every time I sit down to record one of these episodes, my stomach just starts going, wow. And it is disgusting. I mean, I can literally hear it in the playback of this thing. It's not good. Nobody wants to hear that. That is gross. So I went up there, went upstairs and had a banana. It didn't seem to do any good. You know, the gurgling continued. I don't know how long it takes. I don't know how long it takes to beat down a gurgle, but the banana didn't do it. So then I polished off a couple of hot dogs. I'm going to talk about this later, but I set up a full-blown hot dog bar on Saturday. I had all the toppings, my friends. Not just some of the toppings, but mister, I had all of them. So I did a day two, you know, a sequel to Hot Dog Bar Palooza, and polished off a couple. I had two different varieties. I had the sauerkraut with mustard and onion. That was a good one. And then I had the chili and slaw, which is a West Virginia delicacy. I think I put some onions on that too. So that seems to have taken care of business. So I don't think I'm going to be doing too much gurgling during this one. So I know you guys will appreciate that. It's disgusting. Nobody wants to hear that. Somebody's digestion. You know, nobody wants to hear a person's digestion. You know. So anyway, this is the Monday episode. This one goes out to the whole network. By the way, I like the Thursday episodes so much, well, especially in comparison to the previous Monday, that I went ahead and put that up as well. I don't know if I'm going to leave it up. I might take it down. So if you want to grab the Thursday episode, you better do it now, because I'm going to take it down, I think. Unless I change my mind. Who knows? You know. So anyway, the Thursday episode's up there. I thought that one was pretty good. So anyway, just an FYI. Today I thought I'd tell you, I got a four-day weekend. I got a ton of PTO, as they call it, paid time off remaining. We're only allowed to carry over 40 hours at where I work, and I was in a situation where I had, now this is a terrible, I mean, I know you guys will feel for me, but I was in a situation where I had to take 8 days off to get down to 40. So I've got six of them scheduled. I think I might have already taken three already. Well, after Monday, I think I'll be three in, I believe. So then I got three more. No, I got whatever. I think I had six scheduled, but I have to take eight. Yeah, that's what it is. So anyway, I still have some time off. I took for no reason other than I'm burning up time. I took Friday off and I took Monday off. Big fat honking 4 day weekend. Oh yeah. So I thought I would tell you, I thought I'd pull back the curtain on my exciting life and tell you, give you a rundown on what happened on my exciting 4 day weekend. And, I know you guys will be dazzled. I guess that's one word, one way of putting it. Dazzled is probably, you know, the first word that comes to mind. So I thought we'd do that, see how that goes, you know. Let's see, on Friday, okay, all right, here we go. On Friday, I got up, I don't know what time, 9 o'clock, actually. My alarm goes off at 9 o'clock every day, 7 days a week. So I got up a few minutes after 9, and I came downstairs, stumbling downstairs, you know, bitching under my breath. This is the way I start my day. And, you know, Tony wasn't around. I looked out the window, and my car was gone. I was like, what in the finger snapping hell's going on around here? Her car was in the driveway, but my car was gone, which is unusual, you know. So I texted her and said, where are you at? That's what I generally, that's one of my things. If I type WH, it'll just complete it. Where are you at? So She said, I'll be home in a few minutes, which is she didn't answer the question. You know what I'm saying? So when she got back, she said that she went and got tires for my car without my input. I don't know. I appreciate it. It's time for it's time for the inspection, and the tires are going to be, we knew they weren't going to pass, so we talked about this, but she took my car over to Walmart and had 4 new tires put on it without my involvement on my car. I don't know how, it's great, I'm glad. But I would have liked to have had some kind of say in the matter. And she has a history of, shopping by... I'm not criticizing her, not really. She has a history of shopping by price, Some things you can't really do that. So I remember when we were out in Los Angeles, or out in the Southern California, she was gonna... I don't know, somebody was visiting from out of town. And we decided we were gonna go see a Dodgers game at Dodger Stadium, and... she said she'd get the ticket. She'd order the ticket. She literally ordered the cheapest tickets that they sell. We're in the left field stands on bleacher. We're sitting on bleacher seats in the left field stands with some ne'er-do-wells. Let's just put it that way. I think everybody that's sitting out there had about twice as much alcohol as, as prescribed. So we're sitting out there with a bunch of drunken ne'er-do-wells. That's the only way. There's no other way to describe them. So we had people from out of town, and we're sitting on the other side of the left field wall. So anyway, she has a history. So I said, okay. I said, what'd you get? She goes, I'll tell you what I got. I got 4 new tires. That's what I got. So started getting defensive. I said, yeah, but what brand are they? Like, what are they? Is it a company that that's known for making tires, or is it Jordache, Jordache tires, or maybe Planters or something? One of these Realistic. Is that the old, what is that place called? Circuit City? No, Radio Shack, Realistic. So anyway, I don't know. So I don't know what they are, but they're new. As she told me, she swears they're mid-range. I don't know. It makes me a little suspicious that I was cut out of that deal. But hey, whatever. I got 4 new tires. So that happened even before I got out of bed. So then we went to lunch. I said, let's go. I don't want to spend $35 on lunch. But I don't want to go fast food either. So we're contemplating. We always end up at Chipotle, which is good. That's a good option. But, gets old. Don't need to go there every single time. So I remembered, stroke of genius. back, a few months ago, I had to buy lunch for, 20 people at work for some kind of event. And so I put it on a corporate card, company card or whatever. But I had one of those, is it Jersey Mike's, the sub shop. So I had one of those cards, where you could put in your number and you get credit for it. So, I knew I had a whole bunch of credits built up because of that big giant purchase that I made. So, I went in there and got this massive cheesesteak. It was the size of my forearm for free. It was absolutely free because all the credits I had built up. So then Tony got some kind of tuna or something. So it was $10 with sodas and everything. It was great. So they ate this big-ass cheesesteak. I had one of those before. It's only the second time that I've been to Jersey Mike's, and I already had a free giant sub, as they call them. And they're pretty good, And I said something about, You know, they do a pretty good cheesesteak there. And all these folks from around here like to, you know, pretend or believe or whatever, have a snobby attitude towards the cheesesteak whole thing, the whole cheesesteak thing. They're like, please, Jersey Mike's. That's a laugh, you know. So, yeah, all right, well, all I know is it was good. I enjoyed eating it. The bun was good. God, it's all about the bun, you know. You know, you ever notice that? If the bun is good, the cheesesteak is good. That's where they stumble. So, anyway, so that's where we went for lunch. That was a fantastic stroke of genius. I almost forgot that I even had those credits in the bank. Hell yeah. Then we watched baseball, or I did. I watched baseball all weekend, watching the playoffs. Thing about baseball is I've been out of it for 20 years. Now I'm deep into it, you know. There are things, though, things have changed since I was involved previously, like the 6 trips to the mound, you know. You're only allowed, you know, manager's only allowed, or not even a manager. You can only go visit the pitcher 6 times in a game. That was never in place back in the day, you know. I don't understand that. I guess they're worried about making the games quicker, faster, shorter. They think that's what the problem is, that people just don't have enough attention span, you know, so they're trying to make the games faster. I don't really like that. Not a fan of that. Another thing they do, which was not in place back in the day, was the where you can challenge a call by an umpire. You know, I probably heard about that, and I probably said, I was completely 100% against that shit, you know. That's no good, you know. That's part of the game. The umpire makes the call. You know, if you don't like it, then it can turn into this big giant fight or like an argument or something. Like back when I was watching it back, you know, 20 years ago, like Lou Piniella or somebody, one of those managers, would run out there and just like lose their complete mind. Maybe pull a first base out of the ground and just like hurl it out in the right field. Now that's good baseball right there. All that's gone, you know. There's no arguing anymore, at least not very much, you know, because now you can just say, yeah, I'd like to challenge that call. Gentlemen, I'm sure you guys do the best you can, but I'd like to challenge, I'd like to have somebody take a look at that call and see if it was accurate. And I mean, it's nothing against you as a person, you know, but so now there's some guys in New York that review whatever call you want to, you know, you want to argue about, or not even argue. It's not even argue anymore. It's just something you want to be, you want them to review something. And then they look at it and, you know, the umps are standing up there with headphones on. There's some guy there with some kind of apparatus, he's got it strapped around his neck, you know, and the umps put their headphones on. And then somebody in New York is reviewing it. And so then they call him out or safe or whatever the dispute is. And that's it. That's the end of it. Nobody argues. Nobody goes, oh, my God, this is an outrage. You know, everybody says, well, you know, that's what New York says. So I don't know. I wouldn't. The thing about it is, it's not that bad. I don't hate it as much as I thought I would, you know. As long as they don't put a clock in baseball. There's no clocks in baseball. You know, baseball is the only game. Like every other sport is a rectangular playing field with a goal on each end, you know. And there's clocks, you know. You play for this amount of time per quarter or whatever. And I think hockey, they don't play quarters. But you know what I'm saying. You play for this amount of time, and then whoever scored the most goals wins. So every sport is just the same. Basketball, soccer, football, hockey, they're all the same sport, you know. But baseball, now that's a different situation. Every field is different, you know. Every playing field is different. There's none that are alike. There's no, you know, so that's fantastic. And there's no clocks. So a game can last for 2 hours, 15 minutes, or it can last for 5 hours, depending on what happens. You know, every game is like a unique snowflake, you know. So there, as long as they don't put clocks, I know there's like all kinds of talk about, you know, I think there might be a pitch clock. They use that in the minor leagues. I hope that never goes to the, hope that never makes it to the majors. There should be no clocks, you know. And I also heard about this thing. I don't know if this is true. I think somebody's just yanking my chain. But I heard about this thing where in the minor leagues, maybe like eight, like class A ball or something, if you go into extra innings, you start like the 10th inning with a runner on second. What the hell is that? It's like you just start the inning with a runner on second to try to speed it up. That's a bunch of bullshit right there. I mean, that makes my blood boil. It makes me, that pisses me off, you know. How do you even score that? That's nonsense. Just stop screwing around with the game. If these people don't have enough attention span to watch baseball, then fuck them, you know. That's all I say. Shove it up your ass, you know. God, irritated. I'm getting fired up just thinking about it. Starting the 10th inning with a runner on second. Oh, God. All right, I'm moving on. Anyway, I watch baseball. Dodgers, it'll be the Dodgers and the Red Sox in the World Series. I don't really care who wins that. I guess I'm going to have to pull for, I generally pull for the National League team. So I guess I'm going to have to pull for the Dodgers. But you don't know how much that pains me, you know, the Dodgers. I grew up hating the Dodgers. In fact, I used to have a t-shirt that said my two favorite teams are the Reds and whoever's playing the Dodgers. So you know, it's going to pain me to pull for them. But I'm kind of always leaning National League, you know. Anyway, so I did that all weekend, watched a lot of baseball. Let's see. Oh, we also watched Hell's Kitchen, which, you know what they do on that show? Like last week, at the end of last week's show, they were saying, you know, there's sabotage in the kitchen next week. You know, some of the players have taken it into their own hands to try to sabotage the other team. So that's what they said in the previews. And then we watched the episode. Nothing like that happened. I don't know where they have these previews that do not correspond with reality. You know, it is it's crazy, but it's a good show. We ate at Hell's Kitchen in Las Vegas. Some guy, we ordered the Stone Brewing Hell's Kitchen beer. It's made just for Hell's Kitchen from Stone Brewing in San Diego. So they brought him out in these big tall glasses, put Tony's down in front of her, and then the waitress like the balance went all out of whack on her tray, and next thing you know, she flung a full beer on all up and down the side of some old man eating a salad sitting nearby. So he was just sitting there eating a salad, and she just slung an entire beer all up and down his right side. So he leaped to his feet. He's like, what the, you know, he's like covered in beer. And his wife just continued eating. I don't think she missed a chew. I mean, she was looking at him, but she didn't stop chewing or eating. Ugh. So that was pretty funny. I'm sure Gordon Ramsay would be very happy with her performance, you know. Slinging beer all over the patrons out there. So anyway, that happened. But we like that Hell's Kitchen. We like all the Gordon Ramsay shows. So you know, it's a good times. So that's what we did on takes care of Friday. Saturday, I went in for the inspection, you know, and the woman said, "Your tires are good for now." For now, I got them yesterday. You know, what kind of scam? Trying to set up some kind of future scam? I bought them. Well, I didn't buy them. I bought these planners, all year radials, whoever the hell they are, Johnson & Johnson, you know, Four Seasons. I don't know. I bought them yesterday, and she goes, well, for now, you know, you're good for now. I was kind of concerned about my brakes. It seems like every time I go in for an inspection, they tell me I need an entire brake overhaul, you know. But she said they were good, so everything's good. Oh, windshield wipers. They put new windshield wipers. That was the only thing I had to have replaced. Not bad. Turns out it was pretty good. So while we were waiting on my car, I went to Waffle House. And, you know, I had the cheese eggs. You know, do you like that? It's like scrambled eggs with cheese, you know. So we ordered normal stuff. It was like $17. Felt like it was way too much. Felt like it was like $5 too much, you know. That place is expensive. How come every place is expensive now, you know? You know, Waffle House, they had a, you know, you could go in there and get something, get a cheap breakfast, like $5, you know, not anymore. Now everything's $8, $9. So, we didn't even get coffee or anything. So I don't know, whatever. So anyway, we did that while we were waiting and then I was, you know, pleasantly surprised with the inspection. It's a new car, but I drive the living shit out of that thing. And then we went shopping for my hot dog bar. Oh, yeah. Had it in my head. I was talking to a guy at work, and he was talking about, he didn't do the full hot dog bar, but he said he bought some hot dogs and bought him some toppings, you know, for it. And I said, you know, I'm going to do that, you know, but I'm going to have the full bar, you know. So we went out on Saturday, went to Wegmans. First, we went to Wegmans. Bought a bunch of shit, and then we went to Sam's Club, bought a big old 24-pack of Ballpark Franks, all beef, so 24, whenever I see somebody buying, like, one of those big old giant bundles of hot dogs, I always think one word pops into mind, and that's right, chemotherapy. But I bought them anyway, and we bought a big sack of buns, and went home, put together the big old hot dog bar. Thing was fantastic. Had all the toppings. The only thing I didn't get is like nacho cheese, like melted down cheese food. Decided not to get that. I don't know. I didn't think anybody would want it. It's not really my favorite anyway. So I had chili. I had coleslaw. It's a West Virginia delicacy. Sauerkraut, chopped onions, and then the regular stuff like mustard and stuff. I think that might be it. It seems like I'm leaving one out. But and I steamed the buns, which is something I don't generally do. Need to get a little bit better with the steaming. You know, I think I left them in there too long, and they got kind of soggy. So I need to work on that. But it was good. It was good stuff. I had to go up there and do had to set it up again. Had to recreate the bar, stop my gut from gurgling. It was good. It was really good. When I was a kid, we used to go to the Dairy Queen, or we used to go to the bowling alley to get hot dogs, and I thought they were the best ever. And I think it's the steamed buns that make a difference. And as somebody on my website put it, the forgettable wiener, you know, nothing spectacular. You don't need to get, you know, that's the thing. When you're trying to, you can go gourmet and get some fancy hot dogs or whatever. But if you're just trying to recreate like the good old, you know, hot dog stand, hot dogs of my youth or your youth or our youth, you know, you have to get like a forgettable wiener. That's what they used to call me back in high school, by the way. anyway, so you just have to get that, and you steam the buns, and then you have all the good toppings, and you can do it. Oh yeah. So that turned out to be a success. I think we only had about $100 invested in this thing. I don't know. Everything's ridiculously expensive. Let's see. Oh, we took the air conditioners out, the big Soviet Humbox window air conditioners, which piss me off every time I have to manhandle one of those bastards. Makes me mad, you know. This place, they don't believe in central air, you know. It's a badge of honor that nobody has central air. However, they have window units in every room. So, you know, makes perfect sense to me. So, anyway, manhandled all those bitches out of the windows. And so that sucked. Put the screens back in. We're ready. We're set for winter now, I guess. So that happened on Saturday as well. No fun. Let's see, what else? What we got here? Anything else happened? More baseball? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's something that irritates me. I sat down. I watched the baseball game on Saturday night where the Dodgers won, beat the Brewers, which the Brewers should be in the American League, by the way. But whatever. Dodgers won. And then I settled in reading that Dean Koontz book, Lightning, rereading it, as a matter of fact. I've read it once. And, you know, I got like two or three pages in. I was getting into it. Kendall died. Oh, God. That makes me sick, man. That's the only thing. I love the Kindle. It's the best, one of the best inventions ever. I'm not talking about Kindle Fire. I'm talking about a Kindle reader just for reading. Greatest thing ever. Changed my life. And I'm not even exaggerating. It's like, I read so much more now that I have a Kindle. I've had it for about 10 years, by the way. Still works. But it doesn't give me any kind of, like, indicator that the battery's getting low. So you'll be sitting there reading. You'll be settling in, you know. And the thing will just die on you. So that sucked, you know. That's the worst part about it. It's the only negative, as a matter of fact. Everything else, 100% positive on the Kindle. Oh, yeah. Love Kindle. Let's see. Sunday, I talked to my parents. My dad said that they... He said they went into the house that we had when I was a kid, on 17th Street in Dunbar, the house I grew up in. My mom's like mildly obsessed with this place. Place is overrun. The place is like, the grass is like up to the fence, you know, place is a shithole. Screens are hanging off the windows. Looks like the front door, like the screen door has been wrenched off in a... Place is just a complete dump. Whoever lived there just neglected it 100%. So my mom's like fixated on this place. She has my dad drive by there all the time. So they were driving by there on Saturday, he said, and there were people out there working, like cutting down bushes, like all these overgrown bushes and stuff. And my mom's like, pull over, I want to go talk to them. My dad's like, what? So she goes over there, gets in a conversation with them. Next thing you know, they invite them inside to our old house. And turns out these people bought this place in an auction, sight unseen. They just knew that the area would probably, they want to flip it, you know. So they bought it in an auction, and the people that were living there that lost their mortgage, gave them a sob story and said, we don't have anywhere to go. You know, we're going to have a baby. Can you let us stay here and we'll pay you rent? So they mistakenly allowed that to go on for like 2 years. So anyway, they bought it like 2 years ago. They finally got these people out. And, so they invited my folks in to take a look around the old homestead. And they said, it's filthy. My dad said, this is like just a filthy mess. Said the carpets need to be ripped up and just incinerated. You know, all the walls need painted. Said there wasn't any damage that he could see. Just said everything was just dirty, you know. And he said he went into the downstairs bathroom. This is the part that's mind-boggling. He said he went into the downstairs bathroom and pulled back the shower curtain and somebody had shit in there. Said there was like multiple dumps taken into the taken in the bathtub. Like what? What circumstance? How could that happen? Why? I don't understand. I don't understand. Anyway, he said the place is just a complete shithole, literally. And said they're gonna have, but there's no damage. It looks like it's structurally sound, so those people can probably go in there and clean it up. And maybe flip it for, who knows how much they paid for it. Probably nothing. Probably 40 grand or something. It's ridiculous. Nice house. Great house. You know, I wouldn't mind having that place if I was in a different situation. But anyway. So that was an interesting story. When I was talking to my dad, Tony and I got into this mild argument. She blames me, but I was talking to my dad. You know, he was telling me about this stuff at the old house, and Tony comes home from the grocery store, and she's bringing this big, you know, big case of water across the front yard. She parked on the street, walking across the front yard, struggling with this big thing of water, and I'm like, I run out there, and my dad said, "Oh, your mother's, unfortunately, she's going to have cataract surgery, you know, when we get back from Florida." I'm like, "What? She's going to have surgery?" Yeah, you know, not till we get back from Florida, you know, in the spring. And then I see Tony with this, I'm like, hang on a second. I'm like, could you just wait 10 minutes? I'll get that water. I mean, you don't need to do it right now. And she's like, just get out of my way. You know, next thing you know, we're in this, you know, argument. We're arguing out on the lawn, you know. And she goes, "Oh, you know, somebody had to do it." I'm like, "God, I'm on the phone." You know, we're going back and forth. My dad's like, "Hello? Hello?" So then I said, "You want to talk to one of the boys? You know, I got a situation going on here." So he's like, he just told me that my mother's going to have cataract surgery. And I'm like, oh, so anyway, so that degenerated into I need to call him back, I guess. So anyway, so that happened, and I don't know, the rest of the day, it's a Sunday when I'm recording this, I don't know what we're going to do, you know, and then I'm off again tomorrow. I guess I'll write the old surf report update, the Monday update. Hopefully this podcast is usable, you know, it's touch and go, we'll see, and that'll be that. So that's a peek behind the curtain of my exciting life. Mister, we were going to go to New York, pulled the plug on that deal. You know, we felt like we didn't know how much my car was going to cost, so we just decided not to go. But anyway, so that's that. We're at the end of the road here. I'm already over time, but I'm going to do this is the totally out of context quote of the week for you. This is something somebody said that, I'm not going to give you any context, any background information, but I'll just tell you what they said and let the chips fall where they may. All right, you ready for that? Okay, here you go. "Have you ever tried to clap along to My Best Friend's Girl by the Cars?" So there you go. That's the totally out of context quote of the week. And I'm going to call it a day here. I hope you guys have a great week. And if you want double the Jeff K, hop on over to patreon.com/Jeff K. Do a $4 or more patronage and you'll get the Thursday episode, which as I record this, last week's Thursday episode is up and available to everyone. Don't know how long I'm going to leave it, but if you want to take a listen to it, you can, maybe, depending on when you listen to this. But anyway, if you want to double down, if you want to get the Thursday episode, you can do it for $4. $4, that's like nothing. Man, that's nothing. But, well, it's not nothing, but you know what I'm saying. All right, I gotta cut this thing off. You guys have a great week. I'll see you on Thursday. Bye.